from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, 14th day of July. Good morning, Decker!
Morning.
And a good morning to all you wonderful people in Lilburn.
Wonderful Lilburn.
Lilburn this morning, this 6 o'clock hour, reaching out to Lilburn.
Shout out to the folk out that way.
I don't think I've been to Lilburn.
You haven't?
I may have been through it.
Been through it, but you haven't been to it.
Where exactly is the locations and the busy streets that buzz through Lilburn?
Highway 29. You'd be going out, basically on Lawrenceville Highway. But if you leave from Tucker and DeKalb, you're going to go right through. Right through Lilburn.
Okay, so you really got to be up on the east side there.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't spend
that's
time
it. You got that way, or you can go out 78, like you're going
to Snellville.
You hit a little bit of Lilburn on your way into Snellville there.
Okay.
On the other side of the mountain. As where is that?
Well, I ain't been out there. I've been out to the mountain.
Some of the folks in Mountain Park and all in that area.
I discovered a new place that I didn't know existed.
What was that?
Between Snellville and Monroe, there literally is a place called Between.
Between.
I didn't know about that till about a year or so ago, that there was an actual city called Between. And so you can imagine when you ask people, ask you where you live. So there you go. It's one of those little it's like that place called Hell.
It's like Who's On First.
Exactly. Listen, man, it's been an interesting weekend so far, but overall, how was your Saturday?
Saturday was good because I stayed in out of the heat. Man, it was
it was
roasting. I mean, late after 6 o'clock, it was still like mid 90s.
I thought about doing some yard work. I thought about getting out there.
Ooh, wow!
But I didn't.
Yeah, that's good for you. Good for you.
I did not. I saw yesterday probably one of the best baseball games I have seen in a while, and it had nothing to do with the Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it. And it led off every sports show this overnight and this morning. And we feel good about it because the Dodgers were involved in it. And they got smacked around. They got beat in a way that, at least for me, it's like the way the Cubs used to lose.
Okay.
You know, it was one of those demoralizing sort of situations. They were up, it seemed like 20 runs on the Tigers. Anyway, Tigers came back 7 runs.
Ooh.
And the night, I don't have the breakdown in front of me here. Let me look real quick here. But it was, I mean, against the Dodgers, these guys put up 5 runs in the 9th inning and came back. And then went in overtime, and it hit a walk-off 2-run home run and beat the Dodgers.
Wow.
When they hit that home run, though, first of all, Kurt Gibson called it. He literally called it. He says, you know, and in the way Kirk speaks these days, he makes fun of his situation, his Parkinson's condition right now. Mm-hmm. So, he'll be the first guy to tell you he is the way he is by that. But they let him on the air. But he still brings some great baseball knowledge. He was talking about being in this situation as a player and what to do and how you kind of keep yourself up. And then it was like one thing after another started to happen. It was like a conga line. And then when that player got up with guys on the base, and he was like, do this, barrel up your bat, jerk it out, game tied.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, the next pitch, that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
My house sounded like a truck stop. Not from me, from other people cussing and jumping up and down and screaming at the TV. So it really was. If you've not seen the replay of it, the Dodgers got it handed to him yesterday by the Tigers. I mean, you're up that much going into the 9th inning, and a Dodgers team usually win that one.
Yeah.
But not so much yesterday.
Wow.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That happened yesterday, and at some point during the day, during the show, you and I and Noel will take some time and remember a couple people who helped millions.
Yeah.
Millions of people in this country for a couple decades. Now, yeah, there were tons of jokes thrown at them. But they still, at the end of the day, helped millions of people. We lost Dr. Ruth and we lost Richard Simmons yesterday.
Yeah.
And yes, they're low-hanging fruit when it comes to jokes about them, but their work for them was serious. And I know of...
You kind of had to be there. You know, the 80s and early 90s, when they're on every day, every day.
You knew there were people who were doing those exercises. You say what you will about them.
Yeah.
A lot of folks, you know, they helped them. So, again, the jokes aside, when it comes to a day like this, when you remember them, you got to give them their flowers.
Hello, you're on the air.
And you got to do that, too. Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Let's wait. Actually, maybe during casting call.
Maybe so.
During casting, maybe that's appropriate time to talk about them. But
It makes you think daytime and just, well, once again, the landscape of daytime TV.
Exactly.
You know, what it was that time. There were so many talk shows on during that time.
There was
so many soap operas, and it all kind of went away that had something to do with a certain trial.
There was a phrase that was prevalent in our lives and throughout the history of television in this country, but it's gone now. You and I remember relatives that we would ask to do something during the day, and they said, I got to watch my stories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Watch my stories. That's the phrase you don't hear anymore. Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? In order to watch your stories, you weren't working.
That's true.
So other thing to change.
Or you had a beauty shop in your house.
Either that.
Ms. Norton had them, and then my grandmother had one for a minute.
Yeah.
And they'd come over and watch the stories while they were getting their hair done. So,
Yeah. But for the most part, that was the thing. That's the other thing that changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything about that. Anyway, Sam and Greg, as we sit here on this Sunday morning, a show that's going to be, we're going to have some fun one way or another. We always try to have fun. We always try to have fun.
You know.
Karen Pestana, for the third time in that many weeks, we are going to have the voice of tennis from Tennis Panorama joining us, talking about yesterday's women's final and today's men's final.
But most of it, around here, we want to talk about yesterday's women's doubles final. Some people may not have seen.
That's right.
They finished kind of late. And we had our homegirl, Taylor Townsend, was the winner, and she's going to bring back some hardware to the A. So shout out to her. Shout out to her family and everyone who knows her and supports her. She's a mommy. And she's got one of those pro sports moms who's balancing all those things at the same time. And she goes over to Wimbledon, and she's women's doubles champion.
Also going to talk, we got some NASCAR talking about what's coming up, but we're also going to talk about what happened last week. Got some news about the street race in Chicago. So we will spend some time talking about that. We also have a radio replay coming up at 8:20. Sam was I mean, this was a great get for you because of and this is in your world. You'll probably be talking about it during the high school football scoreboard show coming up. But there is movement in the world of high school NILs. Yeah. And we had Dr. Kurt Miller on with us yesterday talking about that and an upcoming vote.
They're looking to amend the state's NIL rule for high school athletics because there's some people doing some things that if they're not paying attention, young folks going to be ruled ineligible. And so a lot of people this summer, a lot of people spent time with their kids going to camps and with personal trainers and all these things to give them an advantage so they go out and play their best when the school starts here a couple of days. And so you don't want those people going out and playing and saying, all right, you're not eligible. And not just that, but it costs the teams that they're going to be playing on. So it's a very important thing that they knew when as far as NIL, what's inbounds and what's out of bounds. It does not work the same as college. It was never designed to work the same as college NIL. And they just want to put some guardrails up and let people know here they are. If you go around these guardrails, you circumvent this, your child could end up being on the sideline, not playing at all.
Could be outside the guardrails.
There you go.
All right, so we're going to replay that interview from yesterday. Also, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, going to come join us talking some basketball. Also, I have something very special. This morning, and didn't really plan this, and I just thought about this, but we have taken care of each other in a way. We'll talk about how you came in here like Santa Claus, but before that, I had something for Noel. I was thinking about yesterday. And I have it ready to go, but it depends on, I had to ask her if she's a fan of this person. And so you could just give me a head nod right now. Are you a Tom Hanks fan? I got the thumbs. Oh, big one. Okay, big smile.
Hey,
You like some of his older movies? Okay. I have something for you. I was thinking of this, and again, I'm teasing this, and maybe we'll do it during casting call too. But I saw something yesterday, and I thought to myself, if this were Noelle, and she had a chance to sit and do an interview with Tom Hanks, she would do this. And that's my tease. I'm going to leave it at that. So that's coming up later on in the show. Also, I just got to say, something strange. We're going to talk Braves here coming up in the next segment. Did you know, and this is just one of those kind of crazy things that happened, Eddie Matthews, as a lifelong Brave, right? Even though he went and played for a couple other teams. I didn't know that dude had rings. He had two rings. I knew he got one with the Braves, obviously, in Milwaukee. I didn't know he got one with the Tigers. I didn't know he was on that 68 Tigers team that beat the Cardinals.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I forgot about that.
So between his time with the Braves and that 68 World Season run with the Tigers, you know where he was? He was a Houston Astro.
Okay.
1 year. Eddie Matthews hit his 500th home run today. For the Houston Astros against the Giants. Ask me who he hit it off of. All right, I'll tell you anyway. Juan Marichal. 1 year later, on this date, Hank Aaron hit his 500th home run against the San Francisco Giants. Ask me who he hit it off of.
Juan Marichal.
Now, Mike McDonald. Okay. But it's the fact that both of these guys did it a year apart and against the same team.
Against the Giants.
So there's your insignificant information for the day as we get ready to talk Braves. And like it or not, y'all, we got to get into what happened up in Canada yesterday with Atlanta United. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we'll be talking about that before the end of this hour. Again, getting started on this Sunday morning. It is Sam and Greg. We want to thank you guys for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Saturday mornings, 6 to 10. And Sunday mornings, 6 to 10. We're just getting started. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. Odyssey app.
It's with you on the Odyssey app. Took a minute. Sam and Greg, Switch Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.com. Yeah, once this dude starts singing, you know who it is. Don't nobody else sound like Billy Ocean. On this Sunday morning, 14th day of July, it is Sam and Greg. Noel will be joining us. I forgot to mention that earlier. Going into Noel's world coming up in 2, you're going to let us know what's going on locally.
Yeah.
Also, before we get into this Braves, it was one other thing that you had mentioned. We want to give him a quick. Well, no, you're going to save it for local. That's right.
We'll save it for that.
Yeah. So I guess at this point, I'll shut up.
Why?
Because I don't want to mention what I was going to, because you're going to talk about it in the 7. It's baseball related.
And baseball
related. People just need to tune in. We're going to get off the pros and local stuff here.
Yeah.
And it's baseball related. One of the many things that you will talk about. So I'll just.
What?
I'm just chilling.
Why are you doing that? Okay, with the Braves.
Enjoying this Sunday morning.
In San Diego.
They got beat. Yes.
Yeah, they got beat.
They got beat up.
And we saw a very unusual thing. We saw Ronaldo Lopez give up 11 hits. I mean, that's you know, from the man with the
and he's going to the All-Star game.
Yep, you know. It's so.
And by the way, that other thing, we don't have to worry about that happening. Because Chris Sale's now not going to go.
Okay.
So he's been replaced. So he got voted in, but he's not going because he's pitching today.
Okay. That's why I wondered. I asked you yesterday.
I know you did. And I thought maybe one inning would be okay, but he's made the decision. He's not going.
Okay.
He don't need to go. So, and I'm telling you, a lot of these.
And then who was it? Was at it? Was Freed.
Right. He's going. He's happy. Probably felt like he should have been there in the first place.
He should have been in there. And you asked Snitker about it, and he would tell you. He feels like his first half was All-Star worthy. And so, yeah.
So he and his family got to change trips because maybe they were going to go somewhere this week and relax and had to go tell them, okay, remember we were going to go to the Bahamas? We're going to Arlington. Have that conversation.
You know, right. At the last minute. You know what, though? You to get a chance to do that and be a part of it, hey.
But they've been there already. His family been there. They done that.
Okay.
Okay, you know. So, go to the Bahamas. You go pitch for a couple innings. Come meet us. Listen, God bless well. And again, I'm looking forward to this upcoming week when it comes to baseball. But, you know, the Padres did to the Braves yesterday what they did the day before in a different kind of way.
Right, right.
But that's why I don't get worked up these months before the All-Star break about what a team looks like or is doing. If they're a good team. Now, they got a bunch of injuries, and we've talked about other teams, especially in this city, that have expectations, but yet because of attrition, they're not going to ascend to the level in their division like you expect them to be. We'll get to Atlanta United next segment. But it's them. It's just other teams that don't have that. This Braves team, while dealing with injuries, we've already seen win a chip without the best player, without their MVP.
Right.
But when now you're dealing with, and the funny thing about it is, Sam, there's been this ebb and flow to the rotation. You got some guys coming up you didn't expect to see, and then you got some guys not performing the way they. But right now, I'm not worried about none of that because, again, we're in July. You got time to turn things around. And despite who you're going to face out west or the travel situation, once we get to August and we stay 8-9 games behind Philadelphia, then look like the wild card's looking good, then I start to worry. Right now, I ain't that worried. I'm really not.
Well, I think to me, that's why this series and the last two series is the one with Arizona, because they're both in the wild card hunt. And that's probably the teams we're going to be watching. And so you want to do well against those teams. They played well this week. They've gone up against some teams that are in the same situation that they're in, quite, you know, to be quite honest. And so today's game, you want to take 2 out of 3. That's a great way to go to the All-Star break. You want to win this game. Chris Sale is starting today for the Braves. And the ideal way with them before they take this break, is to take 2 out of 3 on the road in San Diego. That makes that flight back home or to wherever they're going to go when they get on the plane.
Right. No, you're right.
A whole lot better.
But my point is that you feel like Philadelphia is still the cream of this division, correct?
Right now, yeah.
But they just took 2 out of 3 from them. And that doesn't change the needle at all. And you can say what you will about Harper being out.
Well, you kind of thought the Dodgers might help out a little bit this week, and they didn't.
No, they didn't. But our head-to-head against Philly, the last time you saw them, we took the series. Okay, so yes, you want to do that all the time. But looking at what possible matchups are going to come in the postseason, from what you see right now, me personally, I'm not telling anybody else to look at it this way, but for me, I don't care. If they lost that series, I still would have felt like whatever happens in September, what happened yesterday has got no bearing on what's going to happen in September, to me. So, again, we don't know who's going to be healthy.
I do believe we're getting to that part of the season.
August, we're a month away.
And we can't talk about it like it's April and May. It's not.
No, I just said, we're a month away.
We are getting to that part of the season where games matter. And the matchups that matter. You want to do well against everybody, but like I said, especially this week has been a big week because you're facing teams that you could very well face again because these are teams in the wild card hunt. So I think that's, you know, and you just want to see the consistency. You know, the bats have been back on, but yesterday you ran into a hot pitcher.
Yeah.
And that's how this team has made it into this position. Not just offense, you know, the Padres have some good pitching out there too. And so that's what we got a good dose of.
And that
yesterday
could happen in the playoffs, and that's the kind of thing that made you want to walk into traffic last postseason, because the bats went to sleep. And they went to sleep because they ran into good pitching. They ran into some pitching who knew how to come at this Braves team. You can think that, and it doesn't always work, but for whatever reason, last year it did work with opposing teams. And so, listen, one of the things in the immediate that I'm thinking about, and by the way, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning. I don't know how I feel about Ozuna being a part of the Home Run Derby.
I'm cool with it.
I'm cool with it too, but I just like, oh man. And maybe it's because I just feel like his success has come from just the fact that he just clunks up there like a Neanderthal and just sees ball and hits it.
Yeah.
Now, that hasn't always worked, but for whatever reason, so far this season, it seems to be working.
It's simple.
Exactly.
It's quite simple.
So you can't analyze it. You don't know when it's going to happen. He's hitting bad balls. He's not Vladimir Guerrero hitting bad balls, but he's hitting some bad balls that are going out of the park or in the gap. He's having one of those years. Unexplainable deep shots.
Yeah. But like I said, it doesn't bother me to go and take part of it.
Don't swing himself out.
Well,
my
thing is, we only got with three people that are going to begin with, and start of the season we expected to have 7-8 folks,
and
that's not the case this year.
All right.
So if he goes, go and show up, go and win it. That's how I'm feeling.
I wasn't sure. I don't know how. I just don't want him to do something. I don't want that thing to happen that has happened to some power hitters after they participated in the home run derby. I don't know what's the thing. It's like being on the front, the cover of Madden. So,
go out and swing and knock them out. Win the game today. Take the break. And when they come back now, they're going to be facing another team in the wild card hunt. Cardinals. So that's what they pick up with when they come back from this break. So to me, this time is a crucial time, but they do want to play at their best because these are folks that they could very well see again. Yeah, man.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Did you know there was an actual thing that happened on this day, baseball?
On this day?
Yeah, there was a thing called Beanball Wars. Everybody was getting tagged.
Yikes.
Kind of like what's going on right now between Baltimore and the Yankees.
Okay. Yeah.
If you didn't see that replay,
man.
You need to go check that out. But because of Beanball Wars, the company Spalding, on this day, decided to come out, and they put advertisements out and then came out with this new product called a batting helmet with a flip up, with an ear flap. Nobody was wearing ear flaps before.
Wow.
And this was the day that they decided to, because apparently people were getting tagged all over the place.
Now, were they not wearing them at the professional level? Were they wearing them at Little League?
Oh, I don't know. They ain't got that information here.
Yeah.
They just say
I think in Little League you had a helmet that had a flap on both sides.
Well, you had on both sides.
Right.
And it was always just one size. So the kids with the big heads, that was fine. But you get these little kids on there, and it's shaking around. You look like bobblehead night. That's what happened with me.
And you can take it home and also eat your cereal out of it.
Oh, man. I had one of them helmets. And they're always the sweatiest can be.
Yeah.
The helmets weren't made the same way. We used to get those ones also that were just like earmuffs. You just put them around. They weren't full caps. They were just like ear flaps. And it was a piece of plastic.
It just came around the back.
Yeah, it came around the back and covered your ears. So those were teams that didn't have a big payroll, I guess. Little League teams.
Wow.
You know, they used to actually put us in helmets in T-ball.
It's to get you acclimated.
Exactly.
To get you used
and
to
I'm
it.
Sure there's some parents behind that, too. But when I think back, it's like, T-ball, helmets?
Yeah, it was to get you used to it.
But you got, kids, you felt like a big leaguer.
Yeah.
Did you ever play T-ball?
I didn't play T-ball.
I mean, that's right. You didn't play much baseball coming up. You had no sports.
Yeah. But helmet for T-ball, but to get you acclimated.
Okay.
This will be a part of your gear going forward. So get used to that.
I just the changes that have been made, and when I think back to the times when you're playing, everybody does that. When you play, man, when I was playing, and again, I'm not that person that says it was better, because it wasn't. It wasn't, man. There's no way in the world it was better. It was fun, and the only reason people reminisce the way they do about it is because you want to be that age again. Maybe just for a weekend.
How about that?
That's why everybody's asking me. It's like, do you want to do this? You want to live? Tracy always asks me, you want to go back to when you? I said, no, but I'd like to be 24 again.
It wouldn't be bad.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be 20. And by the way, just for about a week.
That's about all you can
take. That's all I can take. And I get to pick the week. But it's that age you want to go back to for a little bit. I would not want to go back to high school.
Nah.
There's people who peaked during high school, and that was their time. Or they had a big time then, but
it's a whole different dynamic.
Yeah, I'm not cool with it. The only thing that came out that I remember from high school that I'd want to relive is when you turn 16, you get your driver's license. Other than that, nah. I have a car, but I got my driver's license. I was taking driver's ed, and then when I got my license, my father says, "Here, you can drive it," and I got to go up to like the gas station or whatever, fill it up, and bring it back. And he says, if you wreck it, don't come back.
Wow.
So I circumvented that rule.
Okay.
You know what I started doing? Washing cars. around the neighborhood.
Okay.
So I'd say, all right, I'll bring it to my house. So I got to drive, you know, Mr. Bednarki's car from his house to my house.
Okay.
He knew me. I'd wash it. Then I'd drive it back to his house, but I'd go around the block. I'd go up to the beef shop. I'd come back.
Nice.
And I had like three or four people I'd wash their cars with, and I would drive their cars to my house, and I'd wash them. So I'd make some money, and I'd get a little practice. Listen, this is the hustling you got to do when you grow up in a big city.
Right.
You got to find angles. And that was my angle as far as getting out there and driving. And it worked out. Everybody got clean cars. And then I did it with cutting grass, and I did it and paid for my father. He went out and bought a snowblower. And I said, but I can pay for that thing before the end of this winter. And I did. I went out and blew people's walkways and driveways. And I didn't give him the money, but I told him. That was me. I was going out. I paid for gas. I paid for the gas and let it go. But, yeah, you got the hustle.
It's true.
You get out there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam, what are we going to do about Atlanta United?
Oof.
What's going to happen? I mean.
Yikes.
If anybody's got any thoughts, 404-726-0929. Again, 404-726-0929. There are a lot of reasons that Atlanta United is in the situation they're in, but some of them are still head-scratching. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah.
And so,
especially when things go the way they went last night.
We're going to talk about their time up in Montreal. And just the overall season. Getting into just... So if you want to help us out, that would be great. If you want to help us out, I mean, we got Jason. We're going to let him sleep this morning. You got Mike Conte. He's got to sleep this morning. Even Joe Patrick.
Yeah.
He was here last night doing post-match and all of that. So 404-726-0929. Your thoughts on what to do, how to feel about...
The five stripes.
Atlanta United. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Tell me. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. I don't know why I tailed off like I was singing there a second ago. Sorry about that. 14th day of July. We reached out to everybody in Lilburn in the 6 o'clock hour when we started off. We hope you are having a wonderful weekend. Thank you for letting me and this dude over here be a part of your weekend mornings. 6 to 10.
And get ready.
Yeah. Get ready.
Get ready. Hydrate. It's going to be back again today, y'all.
And I want to get out there and hit them. I want to get out there, you know, play 18 and
dude,
do whatever.
Man, I'm
unless
just
you can
saying.
Go like right after the show.
I'm just saying.
I should be out there now, actually.
Yeah, really. If you're going to do something, you need to be out there in the next hour.
I don't know what my life would be like if this person were never born, but celebrating a birthday today, it would have been his birthday, William Hanna. As in Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
How about that, right?
What would your life be like without the Flintstones in your life?
I know it. I know
right?
It. Right?
But, I mean, there's many more. That's the one that pops in mind. That's the immediate. That was the first, I think, the first primetime cartoon
Right. It came
show.
On in primetime.
People may not remember that, so. There you go. All right, we did this a minute ago, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but. Then again, when you think about it, not really. 404-726-0929. What can we do?
Wow.
What can be done?
Wow.
Is it one of those situations at this point you back up 10 yards and punt and start talking about rebuilding? But we're talking about Atlanta United, and they took another L up in Montreal last night.
And they don't have time to be down about this because they're back at it pretty soon.
Wednesday.
I hate
taking
that.
On NC NYCFC.
It's
going to
be here, though, right?
It's going to be here. It's going
to
be.
We have to go play with whoever they play because, you know, NYFC, they may play at
Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium, or they may play at the
City
Mets.
City Field?
Yeah, they play it, you know, they play
How do
you
get
both.
That worked out? That's two different boroughs.
I know. They
There's some envelopes that have been flying under tables, if that's the case.
I don't know. usually it's Yankee Stadium, but for some reason, when Atlanta United went up last time, there was something happening over there, so they had to play over at the Mets place. But either way, it's always an odd feel. It, you know, it's always a tricky pitch.
And the thing is, you know what's funny about that is New York, with everything that they have, and I got to tell you, other than Northwestern, Chicago's kind of the same thing, but you would think that there would be another field, a college field, something that they could have these events at. There ain't nothing. You got to go to Jersey. Go to Rutgers.
You got to go to Rutgers, right?
You know? There isn't a place like that. And I'm
they got schools around there. You got your Hofstras and your Fordhams and your City U. You got places. But I guess, you know, they want to use this big-time facility, I guess, because they're charging folk a certain price.
There you go.
And so, yeah.
Trying to get as many people in there as possible.
That's it. But one nil, the disappointing news from north of the border.
My theory didn't work.
Yeah. You know what? I watched, you know, the first half, and it seems like both teams were kind of just having like a little feeling out process, and you got a feeling when the second half, okay, they're going to come out and they're really going to play second half.
Right.
And they come out and, you know, Montreal gets a goal, and then Atlanta United gets a red card, and they're down to 10 guys. And so you know you're in trouble. Your attack already isn't producing goal opportunities. Now you're in this defensive type mode. You know, you don't have attack, and you don't have a striker. You don't have a finisher. This is something they're going to have to go and get. You know, they're going to have, you know, like I said, this
money. Well, how easy is that?
And what you like I said, the window of time is not here yet for them to go and acquire these players. That's coming, you know.
And so that's to explain the thing. Why is that going to be coming?
There's a time when they're able to do it. They're not able to just go and get people yet.
See, this is my thing I'm learning still about this.
Okay, so that's the thing. What Jason was telling us about this, you know, when the time's open, you hope that they've done their due diligence and they've done a good job of scouting. And they go right to someone that is a good fit for what we're doing. We won't know until they go and get them. But we're pretty sure they got some people, you know, in mind that they're going to get. It just the time hadn't come for them to go and get them yet. So meanwhile, you got to tread water until you're able to go and acquire the people that you need to give you a chance to be some of what you could have been to start the season. There's going to be some different people, you know, not the people that you thought that you would have. And you know, and you can talk about those guys that are gone now. Almada's gone. Yakimakis is gone. You know, and so you can only talk about them so much. They ain't here. They ain't coming back.
Nope.
You know what I mean? But the team has got the compensation for it, so they're able to get that when the time comes.
But the thing about this, all right, I wish Jason was on right now.
Why?
Because I don't want to back you into a corner for asking this, because I need to understand something. You're talking about going out and getting another striker. It's like, to me, that lands like we need to go out and get another wide receiver. All right? You can talk or a quarterback.
Okay.
All right. So let's say you got to go out and get another quarterback.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get another quarterback from? You're either going to get it from the draft or you're going to make a trade.
No, you're going to get it from another league.
No, I'm asking you this question. I haven't posed my question yet. So that, for me, using a football analogy, is how it plays out in my mind. My thing is this. To get a striker of the level that talking about you need, is it a situation where, as you said, coming from, got to go to another league?
Is it
somebody young coming up? Or is it an established name that, for whatever reason, doesn't want to stay over there, much like whatever the many reasons that brought Messi here to Miami, he is who he is.
Yeah.
He came over here for whatever the reasons. I'm not saying at that level, but is there a guy who is known to be a top-level striker that will come, in the minds of soccer people, coming back to MLS as opposed to staying over in Europe or one of these other leagues that are more...
Well, that's why they got Yakimakis. He was playing another league. And so you go back to maybe a place where you got a player like him.
Okay. There's plenty of them.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Plenty of them over there.
Meanwhile, we got no shots on goal last night. But you know, but they got seven, and they took seven shots. They did get one through, but Brad Guzan was having a tremendous night in goal. Take a listen.
Took an awkward roll. Has to drop it back to Campbell. Fires it through to Juan, who's behind Hernandez. Cut back pass to Poku, top of the box. Fakes a shot. Passes now to Sosa. Ahead to Edwards. Outside of the six. Spins to the right. Fakes the shot. Back to the left. Shot. Save Guzan at the near post. Kicked up in the air by Williams. It'll bounce into the corner. Saba traps. And will clear it to Williams.
So that's Brad Guzan doing the best he could. One goal did get by him. It was a header that bounced in the goal. The one goal that CF Montreal was able to get. Rob Valentino, after getting off to a great start, a solid start in his role as the interim coach, his second 10 years as an interim coach, has hit a bump here. But he's shorthanded. And he's got a one hand tied behind his back of his voice, what he can do. He has to make the best of what's there. Let's hear from Coach talking about trying to put out some fires here.
Yeah, I mean, it comes from a giveaway from our own mistake, and then as we're on the counter, at that point you just got to put out fires, and especially in transition moments. So you got two players there and one to theirs, and we don't deal with it. So it's whether it's naive or just that we talked about before the game, concentration and execution, and that's a moment where it's a lack of concentration and execution.
That lack of concentration just in that instant is the thing that makes the difference, and you lose by one goal, you know. But when you're playing with a team like this that is deficient in the areas that this team is in right now, you can't afford that momentary lapse. You cannot afford it. And because, you know, you don't have it within you, you don't have that finisher that allows you to go right back up the field and get that goal right back. You know, you just don't have it right now. And so that's where this
team is. So, in other words, New York is not looking good for Wednesday night.
Well,
or
I'm
can something
good,
like, crazy happen, and we're going to come in here Thursday morning shaking our heads going, you didn't expect this win, but they got it done.
Yep. I mean, it can happen. And then, you know, they position themselves. You got to keep all 11 guys on the field. You can't be short-handed losing. And then you're playing 10 people to 11. So that's the thing. And you're going to be back home. So, I mean, that gives them a chance. Let's see if they come back and do some training.
You know, you used to say that feeling pretty good about
you
things.
Used to because people were afraid to come and play in this place. You know, we had created such an environment and such an atmosphere that the other teams would come in and knew what they were facing. But, you know, this is tough. It's his fourth consecutive competitive loss across all competitions. Remember, we actually lost the U.S. Open Cup match this week. And so that's the other part. I mean, you didn't play everybody in that match. You figured you had enough players to go out and compete in that one and not put all of your frontline players out there to play in that. But, you know, that's where we're at right now. We got more from Coach. He needs to find a spark. Let's hear him talk about that.
I mean, look, it's a tough moment, right? Like, I think in the first half, we knew we would probably have to defend a lot, and I think I touched on that earlier in the week about how we would defend and be a little bit more solid, and then it's not pretty by any means. I told them, like, it's going to be like this, and I think going away from home, it is like that with most teams around the league. But if you are solid defensively, you eventually can either make them frustrated and create chances that way, and that's what I've been trying to add.
So that's his strategy. That's his hope.
Yeah.
You know, and that's still what he wants to try to get accomplished with this. So like you said, they're home Wednesday. We can hear them right here, right?
Yep. Can't get in front of a TV. Pre-kick at 6:30. Kick at 7:30. And then, just a couple days later, taking on Columbus. Pre-kick at 6:30 again.
You know what you're getting when you play them dudes. Yeah, Columbus. But wow. No surprises there.
It just must be really, really frustrating because, again, having the fall off and the way this team, this season has played out for this team, and you keep trying to put duct tape over here and bailing wire here and turn, and it just doesn't seem to gain any traction from week to week. And listen, it's maddening. We talk about this with all the sports, and when it happens, it's Murphy's Law, and the more you try to fix it, the more, you know, you kind of forgot where you started.
You
got to go back.
Something else. Now we got something else to add to it, you know, and that's kind of what's happened. Deion Gregerson drew the red card and made it have to be 11 on 10. And when that happened, you said, man, you know, you knew your opportunities to try and strike and get a goal were going to be limited. But you didn't figure like you would go the entire match with not a single shot on goal. And that's just been unheard of. And who's on the other team you're facing? Joseph Martinez.
I was just going to bring that up.
Joseph Martinez was playing with. I mean, he's not the Joseph Martinez. He's not the player that we, you know, saw just turn Mercedes-Benz Stadium upside down when he played here. But just so ironic that you get no shots on goal when the guy, you know, was on the other team that was so prolific when he played for this team.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. I don't know why I tailed off like I was singing there a second ago. Sorry about that. 14th day of July. We reached out to everybody in Lilburn in the 6 o'clock hour when we started off. We hope you are having a wonderful weekend. Thank you for letting me and this dude over here be a part of your your weekend mornings, 6 to 10.
And get ready.
Yeah. Get ready.
Get ready. Hydrate. It's going to be back again today, y'all.
And I want to get out there and hit them. I want to get out there, you know, play 18 and
dude,
do whatever.
Man, I'm
unless
just
you
saying,
go like right after the show.
I'm just saying.
I should be out there now, actually.
Yeah, really. If you're going to do something, you need to be out there in the next hour.
I don't know what my life would be like if this person were never born, but celebrating a birthday today, it would have been his birthday. William Hanna, as in Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
How about that, right?
What would your life be like without the Flintstones in your life?
I know it.
Right?
Right?
But, I mean, there's many more. That's the one that pops in mind. That's the immediate. That was the first, I think, the first primetime cartoon
Right. It came
show.
On in primetime.
People may not remember that, so there you go. All right, we did this a minute ago, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but then again, when you think about it, not really. 404-726-0929. What can we do?
Wow.
What can be done?
Wow.
Is it one of those situations at this point you back up 10 yards and punt and start talking about rebuilding? But we're talking about Atlanta United, and they took another L up in Montreal last night.
And they don't have time to be down about this because they're back at it pretty soon.
Wednesday.
I hate
taking
that.
On NC NYC.
It's
going to
be here, though, right?
It's going to be here. It's going
to
be.
We have to go play with whoever they play because you know NYFC. They may play it. Yankee Stadium. Or they may play at the
City
Mets.
City Field.
Yeah, they play it. You know, they play.
How
do
they get
both.
That worked out? That's two different boroughs.
I know. They
there's some envelopes that have been flying under tables. If that's the case,
I don't know. usually it's Yankee Stadium, but for some reason when Atlanta United went up last time, there was something happening over there, so they had to play over at the Mets place. But either way, it's always an odd. Feel it, you know, it's always a tricky pitch.
And the thing is, you know, what's funny about that is New York, with everything that they have, and I got to tell you, other than Northwestern, Chicago's kind of the same thing. But you would think that there would be another field, a college field, something that they could have these events at. There ain't nothing. You got to go to Jersey. You go to Rutgers.
You could go to Rutgers, right?
You know? There isn't a place like that, and I'm
I mean, they got
so
schools
surprised.
Around there. You got your Hofstras and your Fordhams and your City U. You got places, but I guess you know they want to use this big time facility. I guess because they're charging folks a certain price.
There you go.
There we go. And so yeah,
trying to get as many people in there as possible.
That's it. But one nil. The disappointing news from north of the border.
My theory didn't work.
Yeah, you know what? I watched, you know, the first half, and it seems like both teams were kind of just having like a little feeling out process, and you got a feeling when the second half, okay, they're going to come out and they're really going to play second half.
Right.
And they come out and, you know, Montreal gets a goal, and then Atlanta United gets a red card, and they're down to 10 guys. And so you know you're in trouble. Your attack already isn't producing goal opportunities. Now you're in this defensive type mode, you know, you don't have a tech, and you don't have a striker, you don't have a finisher. This is something they're going to have to go and get. You know, they're going to have, you know, like I said, this
money. Well, how easy is that?
And what you like I said, the window of time is not here yet for them to go and acquire these players. That's coming, you know,
and
so that's
to explain why is that going to be coming.
There's a time when they're able to do it. They're not able to just go and get people yet.
See, this is my thing I'm learning still about this.
Okay,
this,
so that's this thing. The thing. What Jason was telling us about this, you know, when the time's open, you hope that they've done their due diligence and they've done a good job of scouting. And they go right to someone that is a good fit for what we're doing. We won't know until they go and get them. But we're pretty sure they got some people, you know, in mind that they're going to get. It just the time hadn't come for them to go and get them yet. So meanwhile, you got to tread water. Until you're able to go and acquire the people that you need to give you a chance to be some of what you could have been to start the season. There's going to be some different people, you know, not the people that you thought that you would have. And you know, and you can talk about those guys. They're gone now. Almada's gone. Yakimakis is gone. You know, and so you can only talk about them so much because they ain't here. They ain't coming back.
Nope.
You know what I mean? But the team has got the compensation for it, so they're able to get that when the time comes.
But the thing about this, all right, I wish Jason was on right now.
Why?
Because I don't want to back you into a corner for asking this, because I need to have some. I need to understand something. You're talking about going out and getting another striker. It's like, to me, that lands like we need to go out and get another wide receiver. All right. You can talk or quarterback.
Okay.
All right. So let's say you got to go out and get another quarterback.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get another quarterback from? You're either going to get it from the draft or you're going to make a trade.
No, you're going to get it from another league.
No, I'm asking you this question. I haven't posed my question yet. So that, for me, using a football analogy, is how it plays out in my mind. My thing is this. To get a striker of the level that talking about you need, is it a situation where, as you said, coming from, got to go to another league?
Another league.
It somebody young coming up, or is it an established name that, for whatever reason, doesn't want to stay over there, much like whatever the many reasons that brought Messi here to Miami, he is who he is.
Yeah.
He came over here for whatever the reasons. I'm not saying at that level, but is there a guy who is known to be a top-level striker that will come, in the minds of soccer people, coming back to MLS as opposed to staying over in Europe or one of these other leagues that are more...
Well, that's why they got Giakoumakis. He was playing another league. So you go back to maybe a place where you got a player like him.
Okay. Is that as easy, though? So there's plenty of them.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Plenty of them over there.
Meanwhile, we got no shots on goal last night. But they got seven, and they took seven shots. They did get one through, but Brad Guzan was having a tremendous night in goal. Take a listen.
Took an awkward roll. Has to drop it back to Campbell. Fires it through to Juan, who's behind Hernandez. Cut back pass to Poku, top of the box. Fakes a shot. Passes now to Sosa. Ahead to Edwards. Outside of the six. Spins to the right. Fakes the shot back to the left. Shot. Save Guzan at the near post. Kicked up in the air by Williams. It'll bounce into the corner. Saba traps. And will clear it to Williams.
So that's Brad Guzan doing the best he could. One goal did get by him. It was a header that bounced in the goal, the one goal that CF Montreal was able to get. Rob Valentino, after getting off to a great start, a solid start in his role as an interim coach, his second 10 years as an interim coach, has hit a bump here. But he's shorthanded. And he's got a one hand tied behind his back of his voice, what he can do. He has to make the best of what's there. Let's hear from Coach talking about trying to put out some fires here.
Yeah, I mean, it comes from a giveaway from our own mistake, and then as we're on the counter. At that point you just got to put out fires, and especially in transition moments. So you got two players there and one to theirs, and we don't deal with it. So, it's whether it's naive or just that we talked about before the game, concentration and execution. And that's a moment where it's a lack of concentration and execution.
That lack of concentration just in that instant is the thing that makes the difference, and you lose by one goal, you know. But when you're playing with a team like this that is deficient in the areas that this team is in right now, you can't afford that momentary lapse. You cannot afford it. And because, you know, you don't have it within you, you don't have that finisher that allows you to go right back up the field and get that goal right back. You know, you just don't have it right now. And so that's where this
team is. So, in other words, New York is not looking good for Wednesday night.
Well,
or can something crazy happen, and we're going to come in here Thursday morning shaking our heads going, you didn't expect this win, but they got it done.
Yep. I mean, it can happen. And then, you know, they position themselves. You got to keep all 11 guys on the field. You can't be shorthanded losing. And then you're playing 10 people to 11. So that's the thing. And you're going to be back home. So, I mean, that gives them a chance. Let's see if they come back and do some training.
You know, you used to say that feeling pretty good about that.
You used to because people were afraid to come and play in this place. You know, we had created such an environment and such an atmosphere that the other teams would come in and knew what they were facing. But, you know, this is tough. It's fourth consecutive competitive loss across all competitions. Remember, we actually lost the U.S. Open Cup match this week. And so that's the other part. I mean, you didn't play everybody in that match. You figure you had enough players to go out there and compete in that one and not put all of your frontline players out there to play in that. But, that's where we're at right now. We got more from Coach. He needs to find a spark. Let's hear him talk about that.
I mean, look, it's a tough moment, right? Like, I think in the first half, we knew we would probably have to defend a lot, and I think I touched on that earlier in the week about how we would defend and be a little more solid, and then, it's not pretty by any means. I told them, like, it's going to be like this, and I think going away from home, it is like that with most teams around the league. But if you are solid defensively, you eventually can either make them frustrated and create chances that way, and that's what I've been trying to add.
So that's his strategy. That's his hope.
Yeah.
You know, and that's still what he wants to try to get accomplished with this. So, like you said, they're home Wednesday. We can hear them right here, right?
Yep. Can't get in front of a TV. Pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30, and then just a couple days later, taking on Columbus. Pre-kick at 6:30 again. And
you know what you're getting when you play them dudes. Yeah, Columbus, but wow. No surprises there.
It just must be really, really frustrating because, having the fall off and the way this team, this season has played out for this team, and you keep trying to put duct tape over here and bailing wire here and turn, and it just doesn't seem to gain any traction from week to week. And listen, it's maddening. We talk about this with all the sports, and when it happens, it's Murphy's Law, and the more you try to fix it, the more, you know, you kind of forgot where you started. And you got to go back.
Else. Now we got something else to add to it, you know, and that's kind of what's happened. Deion Gregerson drew the red card and made it have to be 11-on-10. And when that happened, you said, man, you know, you knew your opportunities to try and strike and get a goal were going to be limited. But you didn't figure like you would go the entire match with not a single shot on goal. And that's just been unheard of. And who's on the other team you're facing? Joseph Martinez.
I was just going to bring that up.
Joseph Martinez was playing with. I mean, he's not the Joseph Martinez. He's not the player that we, you know, saw just turn Mercedes-Benz Stadium upside down when he played here. But just so ironic that you get no shots on goal when the guy, you know, was on the other team that was so prolific when he played for this team.
There was conversation about a statue of that dude. That gone?
I wouldn't
maybe a
think
bust?
So. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a bust.
I think he gets something. He does have several. He's on several murals around
the
city.
That's okay.
You know, he's on several murals around the city. But I know you want something.
So is Rick Ross.
We want something lasting. So that's what we're saying.
Because you talked about, you know, you figure Matt Ryan's going to get that first one outside Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
Statue.
Yeah.
But does he – listen, he's the last – Braves are going to do what they want for the old team. I'm just, again, trying to figure out where they're going to put it, though.
You going to put it next to the bird? Or you going to put it on the other
side? Is this one of those things that maybe you put it inside? Is there a Atlanta United display? No, I'm saying something acknowledging that championship team. Do they have it in there? I can't remember seeing it.
Yeah.
So if it's there, then you put the bust there. Boom, it's all sort of there. You get the trophy, and you get Joseph Martinez, and you get the jerseys they wore then, which they don't wear now, and you have your acknowledgement of that championship. That's what I'm thinking. They got a wall for high school helmets.
Yeah, man.
They can put a place up in there for a championship.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know. Let's get on that Mercedes-Benz. Building hospitals all over the place. No, keep doing that. Listen, coming up 7 o'clock hour, Karen Pustain is going to join us. How much time we got before this final kicks off here?
Starts at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9
breakfast
o'clock.
At Wimbledon.
Yep.
Alcaraz and Djokovic.
Yep.
And I'm going with Alcaraz. I think Sam is too. But
not like you.
You're right. Because mine's
done. Not like you.
No. Mine's done with extreme prejudice.
Yes, you know, unapologetic.
No, yeah. And he makes it easy. He makes it easy for you to feel the way you do. And he knows it. And he don't care. Again, there are people who wear the black hat in sports, and you kind of deal with who they are, and it doesn't bother you as much. This dude is just Brussels sprouts and castor oil.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Look at that combination.
Thank
Ooh,
you.
Wow.
That's how he makes me feel.
Ouch.
Brussels sprouts, raw Brussels sprouts, and cast oil.
Oof.
Bringing stuff up from the youth.
Bad stuff.
Anyway, coming up, but as always, top of the 7 o'clock hour, we turn things over to this dude over here, my partner, Mr. Crenshaw. Let you know what's going on locally. That is up next. It is Sam and Greg. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.